Dear Lord, we thank you for this beautiful country that you prepared for us, Lord. Lord, for the freedom that we have enjoyed all of our lives here. Father, we are so thankful to you for this, for your foresight, for your preparation for us. And Lord, our prayer this morning is that you will heal our land, Lord. Lord, forgive us for straying away, Lord, from the principles of the Word of God that this country was founded on. And Lord, we just pray for forgiveness, and Lord, we pray that you will wake up our churches. Wake up, wake us up, Lord. Wake our government up, Lord, to get back to the basics, to get back to the foundation of the principles that this country was founded upon. Lord, that freedom will continue to reign for us and for our children and our grandchildren, Lord, in those yet to come. I pray this in Jesus' name.
In your name.
Hallelujah.
We believe you to work. We believe you to work. Oh God, we do. You are able. Oh, we call on your name. Great God, our King. Lord Jesus, God of our fathers, we call on your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus.
Lord, we pray for officials in high places.
Yes, we do.
Beginning Lord, with the president and the Congress and representatives, Lord. We pray that you would work in these people, those who have a bent towards godliness and have experienced the Lord. We pray that they would be influential in legislation and in all matters relating to this country. We also pray, O God, for local legislators and local politicians, the high school principals and superintendents who have the opportunity to change and to make rules and regulations. And we pray, oh God, that you would come to them. We believe that you are putting people in place, that this country will go forth.
We do not doubt, Lord,
that you are in total control. And we thank you for it, that we have this hope.
Make us faithful, Lord, and believing and praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, do, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, do, dear Lord, we pray, oh God. Yes, dear Lord. And as always, we pray, Father, for your church in this country, Lord, let there come a revival. We pray, God, that you'll so move through your church. Lord God, we pray that, as was prayed, that folks will wake up and stand up and believe. Lord, we ask, Lord God, that Christ will once again be preeminent and reign, Lord, in every church. Lord, in every community, in the across the denominational, Lord, titles, and it'll be about Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that there'll come such a move from coast to coast in your church that communities will change. Our officials will take notice. Lord, the in this great country where we have a voice, there'll be a loud voice that speaks and stands and is an example of the believers. We believe you to do this, Lord, in a mighty way. There's so many, Lord, that need to know you. And we pray throughout this great country, and particularly in these summer months, as, Lord, camps such as Pilgrim Camp and Christian camps and VBSs and five-day clubs, Lord, are in operation, that you'll anoint them and bless them and meet them as they try and through your grace to instruct a generation that there is a great King and that God is a God who loves them and there's a salvation that's available to all. We pray, Lord, that that word will go forth to this younger generation. And we believe you to do this. Lord, we commit this country to you. We thank you for it, and this day we offer up these prayers that you, Lord, will come and restore, to heal our, mend our every flaw. We believe you to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.